welcome to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is getting to know media resources. We are going to have a chance to dive into the role of media and media resources that CCL National provides, as well as exploring the media manager role and the many ways that you as CCL volunteers will have a chance to really get active in your own local communities with resources ranging from letters to the editor, op-eds, sample press releases, and media packets. To get us there, we have our wonderful presenter tonight. Joining us is none other than CCL's communications coordinator, Flannery Winchester. Flannery trains and supports volunteers to publish written pieces in local media, appear on TV and radio, and she also pitches national media, manages and edits the CCL blog, and keeps our volunteers informed and inspired through social media and regular newsletters. So if we've done our job well, at the end of tonight's training, you'll have a chance to understand how CCL National supports your local media work. You'll also have the opportunity to practice finding all the resources available on CCL Community, and we'll have a chance to really explore the media manager role. So with that, I will pass it to you, Flannery. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and we look forward to a wonderful training.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett. I will start just by setting the stage a little bit with talking about the role of media, specifically the idea of what local media can do that national media actually can't do, or doesn't do as often. So national media, when I say that, I mean things like the New York Times, CNN, NPR, the sort of big ones that you think about. These national outlets are generally influencing public opinion in a broad way. But local media, like your city newspapers, your local TV stations, these are more directly influential on specific members of Congress, your members of Congress. They need support from these local outlets for their reelection campaigns, and local coverage helps them keep their finger on the pulse of their district or their state, which they need when they're, you know, off in DC. So one way that we move the needle to support the bill and keep everything moving forward, keep our members of Congress advancing on this issue, is by shaping the narrative in those local outlets, because we know that the members of Congress and their staff are paying closer attention to those than they are to those national outlets. One of our staffers in our DC office, Ben Pendergrass, has told me, nobody really has time to sit around and read the Washington Post, but you can bet that they're looking at their hometown paper, especially if there are things in that paper that mention the member of Congress. So that's kind of where their attention is. And so it's sometimes it can be tempting to want to focus your energy at the national level now that, you know, our bill is in Congress, our policy is getting more attention than ever. But it's really important to keep moving the conversation forward in your local media markets. So the media resources that are available from CCL National. So there are tons of different ways to engage with the media. And if your chapter is big, you might already be doing a lot of those things. If your chapter is small, then you might be feeling like you're not sure where to start, or you don't even know what all the media options are. And so our national communications team, which is myself and Steve Volk, our communications director, we produce resources that can help guide you and support your media activities. So tonight I'm going to walk you through those resources and make sure that you know what they are, what National provides for you to use, and then where you can find them. So we're going to cover LTEs, op-eds, editorial packets, and press release templates. So these are kind of your main, your core four. And I'll just say, as a brief aside, as we go through these, if you need any more specifics on any of these media pieces, so if we're talking about letters to the editor and you want, you know, specific details about, well, how, what should I say in a letter, or how exactly do I go about writing an op-ed, we have in-depth trainings on each of these in the training section of CCL Community. So you can find more details about each individual media resource in those trainings. So tonight's just going to be an overview. So we'll start with LTE opportunities. So what is it? LTE stands for Letter to the Editor. It's something that is published in the opinion pages. It's usually, you know, 150, 200 words. So basically just a really punchy paragraph that you get to say what you want to say in your local paper. So what CCL National provides for you in this space is we're regularly posting LTE opportunities that are relevant for anywhere in the country. So as an example, Hurricane Dorian was something that was in the national news. Just about anywhere in the country, people were aware that it was coming. It was something that, you know, of course, the president was talking about. So it had risen to the level of national awareness. So no matter where you're located, you could write an LTE to connect the dots to climate change, maybe your own local impacts, and maybe mention your member of Congress. So LTE opportunities like that, we are regularly offering those to you guys. So that you can take advantage of them. And you can find them just about weekly in the Working with the Media forum on CCL Community. So Steve Valk is regularly posting those national LTE ideas in there. And then quarterly in the CCL Action Sheet. So I'll show you some examples of where you find that. So if you're in the Working with the Media forum, you'll see these discussion topics. And there's a few from Steve right there, LTE opportunity, Hurricane Dorian. And if you click on it, then you will see, he's kind of given you the gist of the story. And then he's even suggested, an outline for your letter. So, that's something that can be useful if you're, you know, if you want to write a letter, you're not really sure what to focus on, you can always go to the Working with the Media forum. And find something that's pretty fresh, relevant anywhere in the country that you could write a letter about. And then this is an example of what you might see in an action sheet. So this is actually one of the actions for this month. And again, giving you a couple options of topics that you can write about that are national or even international news. So they're relevant anywhere you are and you want to write a letter to your local newspaper about these topics. And you'll see those in the monthly action sheet, but just about once a quarter we'll focus on an LTE opportunity. So that's what we give you from the national side. And then on your own, of course, you can always be scanning your local newspaper for LTE opportunities that are really, really relevant to your district or your state. But that's just if your group has enough resources. There's a lot of different things you can be doing with your time. There's a lot of different ways to make an impact. And so if you have enough resources, you can take it to that next level. If not, if there's just one person working on media or you don't have much time to work on media, then you can just write an LTE when we, focus your attention on it for that month. And then that can be enough. So the next resource that we provide are op-eds. So op-eds are longer opinion pieces. These might be 600 to 700 words. And what CCL National provides for you in this area is we will periodically send out an op-ed that's already written. It's time sensitive. It's about something that's, you know, going on now. And it's been authored by someone on our staff. So it might come from Mark Reynolds, our executive director, or maybe Jim Tolbert, our conservative director, or hopefully in the next few months, we might have one from Karina Ramirez, who's one of our diversity coordinators. So depending on the message that's available, there will be a completed op-ed that is just ready to go that you can send to your local paper. And sometimes we'll also have some spots in there where you could even add some local details. So You could, you know, add a sentence or two about local impacts that you're seeing, or we might ask you to fill in the name of your member of Congress to call on them to take action. And in those cases, you can list yourself as a co-author of the op-ed and submit that to your paper. And so, so these, again, this is going to be roughly quarterly that we will send these op-eds out. And the place that you can find them is, again, they'll be posted in that, they'll be sent out and they'll be posted in that Working with the Media forum on CCL Community. And so this is an example of one that we sent out a few months ago. So this is by Jim Tolbert, he's our conservative director. And this is what it will look like when you download the file. It's got a headline on it, a byline, and then there's all of his opinion piece there. So making the argument, and then if there's a section where we want you to fill in some local impacts or something like that, that'll always be highlighted. So it's really easy to see and easy for you to fill in. And then of course, just like with the LTEs, if your group has enough resources, you are welcome to write your own op-eds. You can, you know, tailor them really closely to local perspectives and local climate impacts. And that's always an option. But in the event that your group doesn't have those resources, doesn't have enough time, doesn't have enough energy, maybe, you can know that a few times a year you'll be getting these finished or very close to finished op-eds from CCL National that are just ready for you to send off and get published to help you move things forward locally. So next we have editorial packets. Sometimes we also call these just media packets. What it is basically just a 4 or 5, sometimes 6-page document of information with background on CCL, on the Energy Innovation Act, sometimes on the, you know, national political landscape. It depends a little bit, but it's a thorough document, and these help editorial boards get up to speed enough so that they can write an editorial. So they need a lot of background, they need the full story, and these packets help them get all of that. And these packets are also a good opportunity for you to request an editorial board meeting to try to advance your relationship with the editorial board and influence what they think about carbon pricing and about our bill and about our work. So what National provides for you on this is the whole packet. We research them, we write them, we put them together, and we send them out to you. So sometimes we produce ones that are time sensitive, and we, you know, would love for you to use them in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. But also on CCL Community, there is an evergreen packet available that you can use anytime. So anytime you have a volunteer who wants to strike up a relationship with the editorial board or wants to try, there's an evergreen packet that you can use to facilitate that. And you can find these resources on the Media Packets resource page on CCL Community. So I'll show you where that is. If you go to the resources page, click on Media Relations, and then there's a option right there in the list called Media Packets. So if you click on that, then you'll see on that page, this is an example of what one looks like. So we've got a little graphic in there, it's got the bill number, and then it's got kind of a catchy headline, and then it dives into lots of information. There's links, all sorts of stuff for the editorial board to understand what they're working with and possibly, hopefully, write an editorial on their own supporting the bill or supporting bipartisanship or something like that. And then you'll see on that page also, so there's always a spot for the most recent media packet. So our most recent one here was from this past month. It talks about Congress returning from recess and getting in the swing of things for fall. So you could still use that one if you wanted to. And then down below it is the Energy Innovation Act media packet, and that's the sort of evergreen one that you can use anytime, regardless of what else is going on or what time you want to start this outreach to your editorial board. You can use that packet there. And I'll say that this is one resource that we don't recommend trying to create yourself, even if you do have lots of resources and time and energy in your chapter, just because it's a hefty document. And also, sticking with what we provide will help ensure that the messages and the information that we're putting out there are consistent. So it's pretty easy to get those things right in an LTE or an op-ed where they're a little shorter. But when there's this much information involved, it'll just help if we all kind of sing from the same song sheet. But on your own, you can have one or more people in your chapter put that energy toward building a relationship with the editorial board. So instead of spending all that time writing, you could spend some of that time sending emails, you know, phone calls, setting up meetings and conducting those meetings, and maybe even interacting on social media with members of your newspaper's editorial board. So these packets that we provide from CCL National can help support that work and give you a little jumping off point or an excuse to reach out and to talk with those folks. And then the last media resource that we provide is a slightly different beast. So press release templates are the fourth thing that you will see from us regularly. And this is a document that gives reporters information about stories that they could write. So all the things we've been talking about before, the LTEs, the op-eds, and the editorial packets, those all go to the opinion side of the newspaper. And the reporters who are reporting on the news, that is a separate wing of the media outlet. So just because you may have a good relationship with an editorial board, but that doesn't mean that the reporters know about you or know about your work. And the reporters are the ones writing actual articles rather than opinion pieces. So a press release is something that's the format that reporters are used to receiving to learn about stories that are out in the community. And so the good opportunity about these is that it gives you a chance to break out of just the newspaper realm, because you could send a press release to your local TV station, your local radio station, and the reporters and the correspondents that are part of those. So it gives you a new area to work in. And what CCL National gives you is timely press release templates, usually that are related to our national events in DC, our lobbying events, because that's a great opportunity to tie a local story to a national one, which is usually pretty appealing for a local reporter. And you can find these press release templates that we create on the local press release templates resource page on CCL Community. So again, on that CCL resources page under media relations, there's a link where you can click on local press release templates. So those are set up so you can just fill them in. And pretty straightforward to just add the details and then send them out. But on your own, if you want to go a step further, you can use those example templates as a guide to create your own press release anytime your chapter is doing something newsworthy or your member of Congress has taken an interesting step that you think a reporter could write an article about. So some examples would be like if you're hosting a climate advocate training, or maybe a state or a regional conference, a reporter could come and interview folks there and write an article about, hey, look at this local group taking this, you know, doing this cool thing. And they could just write, they could build an entire story around it. So that's a great opportunity to send out a press release. or if your member of Congress does something, like if they co-sponsor the bill, it's a huge opportunity. If they join the Climate Solutions Caucus, or if they even are speaking out on climate or carbon taxes, you could send a press release saying, telling local reporters, hey, pay attention to these comments, and also local residents, you know, we support this. You could give them a few quotes. So all of that, you're kind of trying to help the reporter build a story around something that you think is worth worth seeing an article about. So you can do that on your own at any time using those templates that we provide as kind of an example of what a press release looks like. Those are the four resources that we provide regularly for you throughout the year. And so now I want to take a minute to talk about the media manager role. This is basically a point of contact or several points of contact between your chapter and CCL National. So it helps us to know who in your chapter is working on media stuff. So anyone who wants to help out with media activities can be designated as a media manager. And this is just a loose term. Don't let the word manager scare you. But this basically just means that you will receive all these media materials that I've talked about tonight. It's usually not going to be more than one per month. But you'll get them right in your inbox. And then we'll also send occasional training tips and extra support from Steve Vaughn and from me. So that's what it means to be a media manager so far. It just means that you want to be in the loop with the guidance from CCL National and in a little bit closer contact with me or with Steve Valk about what your chapter's working on, what help you may need, what roadblocks we could help you overcome, that sort of thing. And so if you're interested in this, your group leader can make this designation for you on Community. And I'll just show you where the little window is so you can help them. Your group leader just needs to go into your chapter's roster and find your name. And then over here on the right side, there's a checkbox that says receives media materials. And that's it. They just need to designate you as someone who receives media materials, and then you will be on the list and you will be in the loop about about what National has provided that's new and what guidance we're offering for the month and what we hope you're working on. So, as I mentioned, we're in the process of defining this role a little bit better. So, for example, we might end up splitting it up by print media managers and broadcast media managers, since those are a little bit of a different beast. But if you think at this point that you're interested in being in the loop, then go ahead and talk to your group leader about getting signed up. And if you want to be removed in the future after you see more about, you know, what it entails, you can always do that. So I thought that it might be
how many people on the line, we may just do this in the main group rather than breakouts. So sorry to interrupt.
Sure, yeah, that's fine. So I thought that we could take a little time to practice sort of thinking through how to use these media opportunities. So as an example, let's imagine that your chapter is hosting an event. You've got a film screening and a panel discussion coming up, and your member of Congress is even going to attend and make some remarks before the panel starts. So I would love to chat through with you guys how you think you might, what you might do with media, knowing that this is coming up. If you were the media point person for your chapter, what would you do? What ideas do you have? And maybe who else in your chapter could help you? Because the thing is, being the media point person or a media manager in your chapter does not mean that you have to do everything by yourself. It just means that you're the one who is in the loop about the opportunities and maybe can help brainstorm and help execute, but you certainly don't have to do everything alone. So I'd love to hear some ideas of how you might handle this situation and who else in your chapter you might get in the loop to help. which are pretty much just the basic ones. So press release. And one element too of sending out a press release where you could draw in some other members of your chapter is you will have to create a list of who to send it to. So you might need to do a little bit of research of, you know, what reporters actually are covering community events or who's covering local politics and might be interested in this. And so you can get some other folks in your chapter to help you do that research, find that contact information, and then actually send that press release out, maybe do some follow-up calls. That's a great way to get other people involved. And then some other opportunities after the event happens, you might be able to write an op-ed, or anyone in your chapter who likes to write could write up an op-ed, you know, thanking the member of Congress, bringing some more attention to the fact that this happened. You could write about how you're encouraged at seeing your community come together on climate change. You could, you know, a variety of angles, but like we were saying before, you could just use an op-ed to, again, shine some more light on the fact that that this thing happened and that you pulled this sort of grassroots and grass tops lever, or I guess lobbying if your member was there. And then same thing with LTEs. You can just do that in a short version. Some members of your chapter could write little LTEs saying, you know, noting that the event happened and that the member came into the community and that you're grateful for that, and or that it was cool to hear from these other community panelists or something like that. And again, just bring a little more attention to what you've done. So those are just some examples of how you might think through that. And then this is the, I think, most important opportunity if you have something like this. Ask for help. Steve and I are always here to help you brainstorm, to help you, you know, we can help you do research to find what reporters to email stuff to, help you get ready for an editorial board meeting, prep an op-ed, we can edit something you've written, anything that you need, we're here to support you guys. And so feel free to email us at any time. We could set up a phone call if that's needed, if we just need to, you know, chat through some stuff, or we can, like I said, edit materials that you're putting together, or anything like that. We are always, always here to support you guys and to help you. So that's one of the biggest takeaways I hope that you remember from tonight, is just that we're available to you to help with any of this.
Thank you, Flannery. This is exactly the kind of review that I think is going to help so many people in really being able to make sense of the structure and the organization and navigation and finding all the resources with CCL Community. With any further questions that you might have after tonight, let's take Flannery for her word, and we'll display the email address for her available for all to see. Here is Flannery at citizensclimate.org. Steve is simply Steve at citizensclimate.org. You can always post any questions you want on the forums as well. There's the link in the URL to that. And just a huge thank you for everyone making the time tonight to join us. You are the reason why we're making progress on this front, and we really, really appreciate all of the work that you're generating. We look forward to hearing what's working and how we can best support you in your ongoing media advocacy. And have a wonderful night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.